The Chiefs season ends difficult as well. They're in a like 50-50 stretch right now. Then they get in an easier stretch. And then because of the number of games in a row and the competitiveness of those teams, the Chiefs have to finish kind of tough. But that's at least part of it. I heard multiple people talking about one particular player for this coming up on Sunday. Look, Mike Dana didn't practice again yesterday, so I just don't think he's going to play. He hasn't practiced all week. Andy Reid, if you don't practice by Thursday, you're usually done. Steve Spagnuolo, several other members of the Chiefs roster have mentioned Felix Anudike Uzomah. He played 26% of the snaps in the lineup last week. He registered 2 tackles and 3 quarterback pressures, including a hit and a hurry. The pressure total matched that of George Karloftis. So he was good in those moments. He was being complimented by Spags in those moments. This is a massive game to prove to me that you got it. Like, you got something. Again, I've never been about rushing the development of Felix Anudike Uzomah because they took the rawest damn player in the draft.
Yeah, he's still only like 21 years old or something.
They took the rawest player in the draft. Maybe that was a risky proposition when they did that with Tano Passanio, which is exactly what they did when they took Tano Passanio in the second round years ago. He was an athletic freak, raw as hell. That's essentially what they did with Felix. This is a massive moment to prove that you can do this 50% of the snaps, like every other defensive lineman in football. All I'm asking him to be right now is as good as Mike Dana. My sights are not set on turn into Chris Jones now, please. It is just be as good as Mike Dana is on most day. 50% of the time, get some occasional pressures, run into a sack or two if the guy doesn't play, et cetera, et cetera. This feels like a big game for my judgment of Felix Anudike's progression this season.
It definitely is, although I will say, what was it, the Chargers game? We were like, hey, he's going up against 2 backup tackles. Let's see what he can do. He's going to get increased playing time. And he was fine in that. Basically, he's going to get another 25% of snaps in this game on Sunday. And I think, why are you hearing publicly the coach and Spags and hearing players talk him up? I think they are trying to build up the kid's confidence, too. You're hearing a lot of them go out of their way to talk about Felix. I don't think that's just a coincidence. They recognize that they need him on Sunday, and they're trying to give him some confidence going into this game.
Yeah.
And so it makes sense. Not a bad idea. Felix, I think watching this year, definitely looks better than he did last year in the first 3 games that he played. But yeah, this, you know, is he popping out on the screen? No, I don't know if that's going to happen in this game on Sunday. But I do think the confidence aspect is key. You know, it was one play in the Super Bowl last year that he made. It was the best play he made in his entire career.
It's a huge play.
And it was, at the time, a massive play in that game. The snap increase and getting more reps until you're actually out there, like, it's hard to get better if you're just going to be practicing and not playing in some of these NFL games. And I think that's why we've seen Felix get a little bit better. I know everybody has drastically lower their expectations because of what he's been as a player to this point. I said 21. He's 22 years old. He'll be 23 in January. The fact that he's still super young gives you some hope that there's still more progression left. But yeah, Sunday, when you're going to get an extra 25% of snaps, let's see
just
what
you
do with those.
Just make a little bit something of him, you know? And this, we just talked about this with Chris Jones. He's going to do a lot of the heavy lifting for you, okay? Your job is to beat one man all day, Felix. You're never going to be asked to do more than that. Beat one person. On those pass rush snaps, when it's 3rd and 9, beat one person.
Yeah, someone on the text line, 913-586-7965, says, don't judge him too hard. He's going up against Trent Williams, the best left tackle in the league. My guess is Karloftis or Chris Jones will be over on the left side with Trent. And Tershawn Wharton
it'll be Turk and Felix.
And Felix will be whoever. I don't even know who the right tackle is. I was trying to think of the name. Who the hell is the, I don't know who the right tackle is. I don't think they're going to have Felix going up against Trent Williams.
I don't know.
I don't think they're having Felix go up against Trent Williams. I honestly have no clue who the right tackle is in San Francisco. But
I'm guessing Chris Jones will sometimes go against Trent Williams.
Colton McKivitz? I don't know. Maybe. Fifth round pick a couple years ago out of West Virginia.
Never heard of him.
Seems like a guy that you could actually maybe have some success.
Does feel like you should beat a guy named Colton McKivitz.
Versus Trent Williams, future Hall of Famer.
Trent Williams is going to go down as one of the 10 best left tackles of all time. Is that fair to say? Or?
Yes.
Trent
Williams is the real deal. He's been the best left tackle in football for a while.
Colton McKivitz has I wanted to look up his Pro Football Focus grade because it's not big. Right. You and I have any idea the level of play
nope.
he's been giving the team. Pretty good grade, actually. 71.6, above average.
He's the 25th tackle.
Although he ranks below average in pass blocking.
Yes.
Which is what we're talking about here.
Good.
Turns out, like most guys who block for the 49ers, he is better at run blocking.
He's allowed one sack.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, because someone points out Chris going up against the right tackle. You know, I don't doubt where Chris is going to rotate. I'm saying, like, I don't think Felix is going up against Trent Williams much in this game on Sunday. That's all.
I don't think he'll get snaps, but yeah. I don't think they're just going to be like, all right, Felix, we got a new assignment for you today. Your job is to just never win. Your job is to go up against Trent Williams and never win.
One of the best left tackles in the league. Good
luck. In fairness, is that the worst strategy? Hear me out for just a minute. You let Felix Anudike be the guy who rushes against Trent Williams every day.
Oh, okay.
You put Trent Williams on an island, and you're just like, hey, we weren't going to win over there anyway. So let's just take the L.
Put Chris somewhere
who
else.
Who cares?
You're saying
and
line
George
up Chris.
Karloftis and Chris Jones line up against literally anyone else on the line not named Trent Williams. Tell me that's the worst plan.
That's what we just got a text on that very thing. It says, let our worst pass rusher go against Williams. This should free up the rest.
It's actually not the worst strategy.
Not a terrible strategy.
You're not winning against Trent Williams all that often. Okay? No one is.
I mean, Chris.
So why put good pass rushers against him?
Yeah, I mean, like, Chris, we know he's going to rotate. So I'm talking about George and Felix in this scenario. We know Chris is going to be on the inside. He's going to be on the outside, line up at against the right tackle, sometimes against left. The interesting thing will be, if Chris solely, at any point when he's not inside, if he only goes towards the right tackle or if he does line up against Trent, to your point.